Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1604, 10 Ways to Invest Without the Stock Market, Part 1, by Kaylin Bruce of freedomsprout.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate posts from thought leaders in personal finance every single day of the year, in 10 minutes or less. If you're someone who wants to keep good personal finance practices top of mind, but you don't have time to read all the various blogs out there, then this show is for you. And if you like this idea of reading blogs to you for free, it'd be great if you could share this podcast with someone today. You can email or text someone a link to oldpodcast.com, or even better, if you're able to subscribe them to the podcast right on their smartphone. That would be greatly appreciated. And I have a bit of a longer post today. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So let's dive into the first half and start optimizing your life. 10 Ways to Invest Without the Stock Market, Part 1, by Kaylin Bruce of freedomsprout.com. The US dollar is going to collapse. Don't put money into the stock market. Have you ever heard similar advice? I'm sure you have, and for good reason. The US dollar is economically weak, but politically and realistically strong. A weird combination, but it's true. We often hear we should diversify because we don't want all of our eggs in one basket. But diversity in four stock mutual funds isn't diversity. It's diversity within the stock market, but it's still within the stock market. What diversity really means. I love the stock market, but I also love diversity because I love investing, and investing without diversity is illogical. There's diversity, and then there's diversity within diversity. Diversity in investing means owning several types of investments. Diversity within diversity means owning several types of each investment. Owning stocks across several sectors, different types of bonds and cash accounts is great diversity within the paper asset class. But that's all it is. True diversity has to span asset classes and forms of investments. Warren Buffett has been one of the most famous and longest-running advocates for the stock market. That's where he made his money, and he recommends it as the easiest way for you to make money on your investments. But even Buffett has diversification outside of the New York Stock Exchange. Buffett's investing rules. Buffett's famous letters to his Berkshire Hathaway shareholders have not only been valuable for learning how to pick stocks, but they've been valuable in making any investment decision. Here are a few examples from Buffett's letters. Quote, focus on the future productivity of the asset you're considering. If you don't feel comfortable making a rough estimate of the asset's future earnings, just forget it and move on. End quote. Many of these comments pertain to Buffett's farm and the piece of commercial real estate he bought in New York. Whether you're talking about a dividend stock or a farm, there are plenty of universal investing principles. There are also two basic types of investments: investments that produce and investments that don't. That means you have three ways to make money when you invest. One, you can make money from what the investment produces. Two, you can make money from what the investment becomes worth. And three, you can make money from a combination of the two. That covers any investment I can think of. The terms may change, but in the end, you'll be earning money on one of the above three ways. The stock market gives you the opportunity to use one or all of these ways to make money, and so do plenty of other investment opportunities. Back to what Buffett says about his two non-stock investments mentioned earlier. Quote, "With my two small investments, I thought only of what the properties would produce and cared not at all about their daily valuations," end quote. According to Buffett, what an investment produces is much more valuable than what the investment itself is actually worth. This idea is easily explained in the stock market by looking at dividend stocks. But how do other types of investments produce? Investments can produce in several ways. A farm produces a crop, meat, dairy, or something along those lines. Real estate can produce cash flow through rental income. There are all kinds of ways investments produce. Let's look at one more universal investing principle from Buffett, and then we'll get into how you can start investing without the stock market. Quote, "My two purchases were made in 1986 and 1993. What the economy, interest rates, or the stock market might do in the years immediately following 1987 and 1994 was of no importance to me in making those investments. I can't remember what the headlines or pundits were saying at the time. Whatever the chatter, corn would keep growing in Nebraska and students would flock to NYU," end quote. It's funny how these ideas that are often thought of as stock market investing tips can span asset classes. That's my point. Look at most investing principles universally and apply the principles to the following ideas. Investing without the stock market. I highly suggest diversifying your portfolio to include some of the following. You don't need everything here, but I recommend at least trying a couple. If you're investing outside the stock market because you're afraid the market or the US dollar is going to collapse, I have bad news. If the dollar or the stock market collapse, it's going to affect other investments. It would affect everything in the world. If you're truly worried about the dollar collapsing, I suggest investing in skills and friends. Skills will always be valuable, even if the world economy collapses. If something catastrophic happened, you would want to know how to do things that people will pay you for, and you would want people on your side. However, my advice is worrying helps nothing. And don't forget, quote, "For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Whether you're afraid of the stock market or just looking for some more diversity, here are some options you have for investing. 1. Hard assets. Commodities like gold and silver are the old go-to alternate investment options. The only problem with these is that they don't produce. The hope is that the value increases, but it doesn't always. It's good to have some hard assets, but I personally wouldn't go as far as backing a 401k with them. Between gold and silver, I personally prefer silver, but the choice is up to you. Gold is definitely the most popular way to invest in hard assets. Here's what Investopedia says about gold. Gold bugs have often encouraged investors to own the precious metal as part of a diversified long-term investment portfolio. Gold is seen as a hedge against inflation and a store of value through thick and through thin. Holding gold, however, comes with unique costs and risks. And the data show that historically gold has disappointed on several of its purported virtues. Number 2, hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 10 Ways to Invest Without the Stock Market by Kaylin Bruce of freedomsprout.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I thought this was an interesting article because it's great to consider some alternative narratives when it comes to investing strategies. While I agree that you can invest outside the stock market, fear over the dollar collapsing as rationale to not invest in the stock market seems like a weak argument to me. And Kaelin even says himself later in the article that if the dollar actually collapses, it would affect all investments. So again, this isn't a good reason to not invest in stocks. The other reason stated here is the need to diversify. But I've felt for myself that I've been able to achieve the diversity I need through a combination of index funds, cash, real estate, and eventually I'll add bonds to my portfolio. It's pretty common knowledge that investing in the stock market with discipline and patience over decades is generally the best way to build wealth because returns in the stock market have generally outperformed other asset classes over the long term. While I have explored diversifying into other assets over time, for me personally, fully leveraging tax-advantaged retirement vehicles was the best place to start investing. The tax advantages plus employer match plus the relatively low effort it takes to invest your money this way is too good to pass up. I mention this because I worry this article sends the impression that you shouldn't invest in the stock market, and I strongly disagree with that. Furthermore, Kaelin makes a statement about investing in skills and friends, which is important for ensuring that we're in a position to earn an income. But I don't think that we can replace the need we all have to invest the money we earn, because then we'll be forever required to trade time for money. In order to build real wealth, we need to get our money working for us. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and great weekend, and I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.